Breaking news coming in from Bet365, where every nail-biting overtime win, breakaway, pick six, three-point shot, underdog win, buzzer beater, shootout, walk-off, and absolutely every play in between is amazing. From football to basketball and hockey to baseball, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Virginia.
Go Pack Go! This is your co-host, Amon Green, along with my other co-hosts, Dorsey Levis and Gilbert Brown, good friends and teammates. You are listening to the Green and Gold G-Lounge on the NFLApodcast.com.
Welcome to the Green and Gold G-Lounge. I'm your host this week, Dorsey Levis, with my co-host, the Green Bay Packer running back legend, Mr. Amon the Batman Green. What's up, AG?
Man, chilling, Dorsey. Got my little Batman mug up here for breakfast.
Here we go. You know,
a little tea action. Wake me up early.
And our other co-host on the other side of the football, Big Gilbert the Gravedigger, or as he likes to say, your friendly neighborhood gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. What's up, Big G?
What's up, baby? Just chilling, man. Just doing the do as usual.
Hey, man, so what's your mom's got a problem with my language, man? What's up?
Man, you know how moms be, man. You know how moms all, since the beginning of time, mama gonna take care of her babies. You know what I'm saying? And they gonna critique you. You know what I'm saying? They even at age 20, they go, did you wash my ears? Did you brush your teeth?
Yeah.
Yes, man, we did all that. So when mama tell you, stop doing all that. You know, mama them ain't hip to, we trying to move on or get another job or do this, that, or the other, they won't just stay their baby. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. Dorsey, mama says, stop all that cussing.
I'm sorry.
I'm gonna tell on you.
On the blueprint now.
How was your weekend, man? What'd y'all do for the new year? Let's start with you, AG. How you bringing the new year, brother?
Man, brought it in with one of our old teammates, Kevin Berry. He has his little hangout at his garage, his business, his place of business. We own the night party buses, so we stayed there brought in the new year with them. It was about a little bit over 15, almost 20 people there. You know, good chill, you know, good atmosphere. Nobody got stupid drunk. No angry drunks. It just was a good time. Played some games. They had a cornhole or the beanbag toss, you know, that game. And that's it. Just conversation. Watched a little the highlights, watched the ball drop, and then about, I think, 12:45, headed on to the house. So real easy, real cool.
I'm glad you made it home safe. Me and Big Chili was worried about you in the mean streets of Green Bay. We know we would just be praying for you get home safely. That's all I'm saying.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna get taken out by no traffic or a cow on the highway.
Chili, what you do for the new year?
Man, I was real simple, man. I brought it in sleeping and watching Columbo.
Ooh.
That's what I did. Just good woke
stuff.
Up.
Old school
Columbo. You know, the kids. You know, did the what is it? Welch's Grape. You know what I'm talking about?
Sparkling. Yeah. You don't get the Martinelli's, the apple cider.
No, they kids, man. You know what I'm saying? What? They woke me up. Columbo was watching me, and they were spilling Welch's on my face. I'm like, get up, man! It's 12:00. Get up. So I did that, and that was it, man. You know, in Detroit, though. You got to lay on the floor at 12:02.
Yeah, that's like Los Angeles. Yep.
Because I don't understand why.
The brothers be shooting. You're supposed to come outside and shoot straight. These dummies come outside and shoot vertical. I mean, not vertical, horizontal.
Horizontal. They shooting this horizontal. Way. Instead of this. They're supposed to shoot this way. Yeah.
So we wait around about 12:15, then we get up and do what we got to do.
Yeah, that was the same thing. That was the same thing growing up in Los Angeles. I knew by age 10, before age 10, I knew that when on New Year's about 11:55, I just lay on my belly and watch Dick Clark, because all by I'm like, okay, that's an AK, that's a shotgun, that's a Beretta, okay.
They're gonna bring out the toys and they ain't gonna be right. The
I'm like, right. I'm like, what is going on?
That's got to be one of the dumbest traditions I've ever heard of. Let's see if on New Year's Eve or New Year's Day, we can shoot a gun and try to accidentally kill somebody.
That still ain't legal, though. That's why you come out your back porch and look around before you
shoot. Yeah, you check the premises.
But Chili, like you said, even if you shoot the gun in the air, the bullet still got to come down.
Yeah. Right. No, it's happening, unfortunately. Yeah, I remember growing up in L.A.
They're going to come right cases. Back down to you.
Yep.
Right, exactly. Man, so yeah, we had at Effect Fitness, where I teach my spin class, they had a boot camp class at 11 o'clock. So
at night?
At night. On New Year's.
New Year, yeah.
No.
Yeah, man. So
you wouldn't get my invitation or participation.
I taught class in the morning, and my intention was to go take the boot camp class.
Intention. You heard that key word, intention.
Intention. And then I had a couple of drinks about 8, and I was like, well, fuck that class. I'm going to go hang out, but I ain't doing nothing. I ain't working out. I ain't doing none of that. So I went to the class, man. It was a good time, man. It's my people in there get it, man. The vibe at Effect Fitness is always positive, and it's, you know, it's a room of 350 black people doing workouts to some hot music. So that was good. About 12:07, because so let me preface this by saying, 8 out of the last 10 New Year's, I've been asleep at midnight.
Right.
I just been asleep. I wake up and I ain't got time for that.
Stay out of trouble.
So the New Year came and I felt good. I'm like, I'm out the house this, and about 12:07, I was like, man, I can't wait to get home. That's that old man shit, right?
Yeah, it is.
Old school, man.
Yes, it is. Sports wise, over the weekend, what obviously we got the situation with DeMar Hamlin that's been dominating the headlines. Let's touch on that in this first quarter. Then we'll talk about some other football. But Chili, let me get your take on this. When you watched it, what was going through your mind? What was your first impression? And what do you think now?
Oh man, it's a touchy situation, man. But first thing you see. Oh my God, you know, praying for him, man. Mm-hmm. Second thing you think about is your kids. Because your kids play this game. Well, mine play this game too. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Then you think about his mom. She was there in the stand.
Family.
You see what I'm saying?
Game. Yep.
And thank God she was, because I think she got to ride with him to the hospital. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's so spooky, man. It's because you never. I mean, it's something that bless you, man.
What was that? That sounded like,
oh my God. That sounded like a tooth.
Shit came out your throat.
It did.
You got a hairball.
Sorry about that. I couldn't get to the mute button.
I ain't got no mute button, so I'm gonna let it go. But anyway, thank God that, and they said something that was a key, man. What's that device?
The defibrillator.
Yes,
I think every institution that plays football should have one. High school, little league, and some schools in Detroit, they don't even know what that is.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So you gotta. I mean, y'all talking about making the game safe. That was a once in a lifetime or a lightning strike. You know what I mean? It was a lightning strike. And it hit him, you know what I'm saying? And you see him and listen to the doctors. It's a skip beat, or you caught in between beats, or whatever it is. You know what I'm saying? But thank God that the people on the field was there first, then the ambulance, then the hospital. Thank God all that rolled into one. And right now he's recovering. Hopefully, God bless him, man. But I think about that, and the first thing popped in my head was praying for him and then thinking about my kids playing this game.
That was a tough situation. And the defibrillator, Chili, just for the record, because I had to do a CPR class to teach my spin class.
Mm-hmm.
They teach you that. They basically say, get your dumb ass out the way, put the defibrillator on, and then let the real people come take care of the business. That's what I got from my CPR class, and I get it. You know what I'm saying? You know, you can do the chest compressions if the defibrillator don't work, but that's what they teach now in CPR. AG, give me your take on the situation.
No, it was something like I was sitting here. I was, you know, I do my streaming thing. I was playing Madden and I had my phone off in the background behind the TV that I was playing on. So I couldn't really see, like, I could just see bodies moving, you know, I couldn't hear it because I'm talking to the chat, I'm listening to the game, but then all my chat just started exploding. Like, hey man, you see the hit? You see the hit? You know, I'm like, oh, somebody got concussed. I'm thinking it was a real bad concussion because the chat was like, hey, guy goes into, he looked like he went into convulsions or he fell out or something. And so I stopped playing the game and then finally like went to the replay and they showed it. And I'm like, okay, I was like, I've seen this before. I heard reports about this. I remember when the first reports was coming out around when the concussion movie came out with Will Smith years ago. And then other stories started, you know, when movies like that come out, it affect, you know, it ripples. And then people start coming out, telling stories, or you start seeing videos surfacing. And so it was the condition that he had that happened to DeMar where, you know, it's just like the concussion, our brains tapping the skull, it's just like our heart tapping or getting tapped, you know, with our sternum real hard. And that players, usually underdeveloped bodies, you know, being from college age down the little league, have unfortunately been victims of this, this situation, you know, this like Kilbert said it perfectly, a lightning strike, because it's very rarely see it, or you are very rarely the person that get hit like that. So I was like, man, you know, just to see that. But what I like was Gilbert too, like just said this, the reaction to everybody, the people on the field, the players on the field, both teams, both coaches. And I saw a clip from Zach Taylor, the head coach for the Bengals, where he walked over to Dermott and talked to him. And he's like, hey, the first thing out of his mouth is the Bills coach says, I got to go to the hospital with my player. I got to go to the hospital with DeMar and his family. He said, I'm not even thinking, you know, basically I'm not thinking about this game, which where he says, and Zach said, basically, that's all I needed to hear, you know? So I'm gonna go tell my team, you know, game over. So he said, you know, and I'm echoing it as well. Everybody basically made the right decision in leadership in terms of what should have been done at that moment in that type of situation for everybody on that field and everybody watching the game. So I say good job for both coaches. Good job to the Bills and the Bengals organization. And I say the NFL to do and to react in the positive way they should have reacted.
I agree with everything both of y'all said, man. The one thing that stood out to me was the reaction on the players' faces. Mm-hmm. Once I saw the reaction, because started playing football when I was 9 years old. Mm-hmm. Played for 25 years, in the last 20 years, you know, as former football, we watch a lot of football. I've never seen a reaction like that. Even when the worst case scenario we thought was maybe a guy being paralyzed, right? That was a different reaction. That was not the same. And what came to my mind was, oh my God, this kid might be dead.
Correct.
Because why else would you act like that? And I never seen anybody act like that, especially grown men on a football field. You know, I was, on my news feed, what popped up the other day, it says one NFL player has died on the field. This guy, Gilbert, you may know, Detroit Lions wide receiver Chuck Hughes, 28, died of a heart attack when a blood clot dislodged after he was tackled. Mm-hmm. That's the only time a guy's ever died on the actual football field. Wow. Thank God they were able to bring him back to life. That's why those guys were crying, because, I mean, he was dead. His heart stopped.
Yeah, his heart stopped. I heard that later on Monday night, you know, talking.
The action of seeing the process of them cutting that shirt open or ripping that or trying to get something, just to see somebody do CPR on somebody or a homeboy or whatever, man, it's terrifying.
It is, man.
Because you don't know what the outcome is about to be right in front of your eyes.
Yeah. Yeah. And especially a lot of people don't understand the brotherhood that we have in the locker room, because you can't do it justice unless you're actually in there. And to see one of your brothers on the field going through that he could possibly pass away right there, I can't even imagine what that would feel like.
With that
being said, man, you know, our thoughts and prayers all, you know, go out to DeMar Hamlin and his family. The brotherhood is real, man. The brotherhood is real. We care about each other, even though we never even knew these guys or played against them. Yeah. It's scary because we've been there.
We've been on the field before. We worked in the same office. We know how it works. We know how it eventually can be working on the football field.
Yeah. All right, fellas. With that being said, we're going to wrap up this first quarter. We're going to come back in the second quarter, talk a little Packer football. Green and Gold G Lounge when we come back.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, where every nail-biting overtime win, breakaway, pick six, three-point shot, underdog win, buzzer beater, shootout, walk-off, and absolutely every play in between is amazing. From football to basketball and hockey to baseball, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Virginia.
Welcome back to the Green and Gold G Lounge. I'm your host, Dorsey Levins, with my boy Amon Green and Gilbert Brown. Fellas, let's talk a little football. So, AG, you and I picked against the Packers because we were superstitious and we thought.
Superstitious.
We said this. You go get out of here.
Shame on you.
We said what happened was.
Look, yes. You know what?
We said we're gonna pick the Packers because every time, and we're gonna pick.
Don't make it worse. Just leave
it alone. It's the truth.
Let's get into the game.
Whatever.
Defensively, because I don't want y'all start talking about that raggedy offense. Defensively, we kicked tail, and I'm gonna tell you, I love what Jair said. I want him, and my boy. Kenny Clark, OMG. Y'all don't understand what he had. He had a big man hat trick.
I know he had a tackle for loss, sack.
He had a sack.
Caused fumble.
And a fumble recovery.
Ooh.
And one play. See, y'all don't nobody talk about that. Y'all want to talk about, oh, look at the pretty boy get his test out. Oh, look at the pretty boy do this. Oh, my God. Look at how Lazard blocks. Man, get on with that. Get out of here. Let's talk about Kenny Clark and that big man hat trick.
Hat trick, baby. Oh, man.
Defense, I'm telling y'all, man, defense, if they keep growing and they're making moves, you see what I'm saying? It's called, if I don't like talking bad or ill on anybody. Season salts went out, right?
Lowry, yeah.
Big boy is now the starter, right?
Yeah.
Now he's a complimentary player for Kenny Clark. Now they got the beef up front to do what they need to do.
The beef.
And that's what's happening, man. And the defense is taking over. I'm just trying to use up all this segment talking about the defense. Because the offense always get the love, man.
We get love to the defense. What you talking about?
Y'all don't, man.
Well, Chili, all right.
Rodgers.
I'm going to let you talk some more about the defense.
Okay, here we go.
Was the key to the defense putting Zaire on Justin Jefferson most of the time, about 60% of the time, he followed Justin Jefferson around. Last time we played Minnesota, Justin Jefferson had 74 catches and 4,000 yards receiving.
Yes.
4,000. This time... Do you think that was the main difference in the outcome of this football game?
I'm gonna say it was a collaboration of pressure from up front and Jair stepping up and saying, "I got him." Not that. See, there's a difference. But you gotta understand, huh?
No, I'm saying he gonna bounce the call. That was what they were trying to do the first game.
Oh yeah. There's a difference from when coach tell you, "Okay, you got to cover him," and you got doubt. Or you got, I don't know if I could do that.
Nah.
Or I got him. I'm going to embarrass him. He was a fluke last time.
That game was a fluke.
I thought he said him. I thought he said Justin Jefferson catching all them passes was the fluke. And I was like.
That's basically what he said.
Yeah. So Justin Jefferson is a beast. You got to have some big balls to say that. Go ahead.
Yo, and then what's the dance he did on him over there?
He did the gritty. He did his gritty on him.
He did his gritty.
On an incomplete.
Dog. I'm just telling you, man. They took it out and slapped him across the lips.
Yeah, that's what
I tell you what,
right? the light skin on there.
AG, before I pass over to you to talk about the offense,
right?
I like that AG to stay.
You know, yeah, I got that thin skin on your lips. You're like, God,
I'm sorry. Okay, go ahead. It's the Vikings we're talking about. I'm loving every minute of it.
Yeah, so I think it's gonna be a rivalry now because you just can't talk shit to somebody then shut them down and they in your division twice a year. So this is I look forward to the rest of this. Zaire Justin matchup. AG on the flip side of the ball.
Yes.
I know Gilbert jealous because the offense defense don't get to score too many touchdowns. Tell me what we did on offense to make a difference.
Oh my game. God. Even though we got pick six, I'm just saying.
it was night and day in terms of game one to almost game, you know, say 18 or 16 for them, or 17, sorry. And, you know, you saw the offense flow. You know, we had a big play opportunity in that game one. You remember, we talked about it in length where Christian Watson had that touchdown and he dropped it, and the whole sidelines, they ducked their heads. It's like, you knew it was game over. I knew it was game over, unfortunately. But then just the transgression from that game to every game, losing, you know, having a losing streak to get to where they are now. Romeo Doubs, Randall Cobb, Tonyan all got the ball. Alan Lazard, Chris, you know, Christian, DeGoria, every, you know, so you had, what, 7-8 guys touched the ball from Aaron. And Aaron, you know, coming out the injuries, healthy now. They giving him some time to throw the ball. You know, I'm listening to the airwaves, listening to Stephen A. I can only take Stephen A for like maybe 2 minutes, then he starts yelling, and I got to bounce off the show. But he, you know, I like when he says, he named him that bad man. So you saw that bad man show up along with A.J. Dillon. It's not just him. You know, it's not just Aaron Rodgers. It's A.J. Dillon. It's Aaron Jones. It's the receiver core. It's everybody. He can't just go do that. As we know as players, no quarterback can go do that by themselves. So when you have all the weapons up on stage, rolling, healthy, then I say Green Bay is the scariest team next to potentially the Detroit Lions, who they got to play this weekend going into the playoffs.
Hey, before you say something, Dorsey, I also got to put it, you see what Jair told him? Tell Shannon Sharp and Skip Bayless to keep my name out their mouth.
Oh, he said that?
Yes, he did.
Ooh.
Tell them.
Them shots fired. We were talking about shots fired earlier. Those shots fired. Okay. Okay. I know there's been a couple of commentators I want to say that to when I was through my career. Like, you better shut up. I'm going to find you.
Bob McGinn. You know what you're talking about.
Here you go, Doris. You got
why, it. Why everybody in Green Bay hated Bob McGinn? Never mind. We'll talk about that later. We're going to talk about that later. Some other time. All right, man. So listen, really the playoffs for Green Bay started last week, right? And it's going to continue on until the regular playoffs start. So now we got the Detroit Lions coming in town. It's win or go home. Control our own destiny. And we're in a spot, Gilbert, if I'm being honest, about 5 weeks ago, I didn't think no way in hell we was going to be having this conversation about us. I thought Jordan Love was going to be playing quarterback right now. He's going to try to figure out the future.
We were all talking about that. Yep.
So y'all going to give me some credit, right, for sticking with the boys like I did?
No, you a homer. You don't get no credit for being a homer.
No. Zero. Zero.
Zero.
Wow.
It's easy.
Okay.
It's easy.
Well, I'll tell y'all this. I told y'all this last week. We owe these boys. We owe the Minnesota Vikings, and we owe the Detroit Lions. There is no way they're going to get away. No way.
Well, last week Detroit Lions opened a can of whoop ass on the Bears, 41-10.
Yeah. So,
Jamal Williams.
Are we a measuring stick to the Bears? No.
Jamal Williams, former Packer running back, had 22 carries, 144 yards.
We're going to get him.
Guess who's going to want to get us?
Who?
We let him go.
Who?
Yeah, Jamal.
I'm telling you, as a defensive guy, from that first game to now, we owe them. So it's going to be a different team come Sunday. I'm telling you. Saw it last Sunday, and it's coming again. It's coming.
Tell me how we're going to stop them,
Chili. The hell coming with us. Huh?
How we going to stop them?
How we going to stop big boy?
Yeah.
Small boy? I'm going to tell you what. I just went to Menards, right?
You had
bought me a truckload of kitty litter. And I'm going to go start spreading it around Green Bay. So when all the little Lion fans show up, start pissing down their leg, because they're going to be, oh, my God. They're going to see. And then I'm going to get me a broomstick. And I'm going to clean that stuff up before you leave. Clean all that stuff before you leave.
I knew Detroit dudes are different, man. Detroit, y'all be doing some different stuff, man. That's a whole lot of kitty litter.
I'm going to bring an ass of kitty litter with me.
That's like dump trucks full.
But tell you the truth, man, the defense is going to be – how we going to beat them? It's going to be up front.
Yeah.
It's going to be up front. Big boys up front with that new change in there. we're going to shut down that run. We got it. If we take the run away from them, they have nothing. Nothing. And that's what point. And that's what they're going through. And that's what they're going through now in practice. Hey, man, we got to take it. If we take away this run, we have nothing. They have nothing. Who they top receiver?
Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Yeah.
Is he Jefferies?
From Minnesota? No. And for the stats, Justin Jefferson, game one, had 9 catches for over 150 yards. This game, he had 1 catch for 15 yards. So there was, Gilbert.
I just put out on my lawn, what? Big ass sign that said, what? With a G on it.
With a G on it?
With a G on it, because I know what's about to happen.
Yeah.
Just starting trouble up in Detroit. AG, what are the keys for the Packers to get this game against the Lions?
Man, it should be. The keys are basically rinse and repeat what they did against the Vikings. Do the same damn thing. You know, come out hard. It's a rivalry game, and we know this. When we came and put this G on
it's
our helmet.
It's not really a rivalry game,
AG. I mean, what I'm saying is.
Breaks off them all the time.
No, but my point is, when we played against teams in our division, there wasn't much Coach Sherman, Coach Holmgren, Coach McCarthy had to say to you. You know, this is for any team that we play for. You know, Dorsey, when you went to the NFC East, I went to the AFC South. Any team in our division, it's like neighborhood. It's like playing in high school again. Okay, I went to Omaha Central, Omaha North, Benson, you know, Northwest, Creighton Prep. Oh, it's a fight. I don't care what. Yeah, we 0-3. Yeah. We 0-3 right now. But you know what? I'm about to put it on these boys, you know, in this game. So this is that type of game. You know what? As a coach, as a running back, I would just put on last game film and just let it roll.
Yeah.
Like, you see this ass whipping we took last time? I said, this is what we're going to do. You see this? We got our ass whipped last time. That's
what I'm
going to
do that in our meeting room. You talking about ripping chairs up.
Whoa. Exactly. That's what we used to say in the locker room. We got to get your piss hot, player.
Gotta get your piss hot.
Yes, sir.
I'm starting on Wednesday, which was yesterday. Ooh, yeah. I'm in that meeting room like, I'm putting on the last Detroit. I'm not even going to critique nothing. I'm just going to play the film. Mm-mm. Y'all watch it. Mm-mm. And y'all tell me what's going to happen this Sunday. That's what I'm going to do as a running back coach.
And it's different D-line wise, because you're sitting there and somebody really got a double team on you, drug you a little bit, and the coach put it up. Remember this?
Yep.
Huh? Oh, in front of the boys? It's going down like a box of popcorn, baby.
Yeah.
Let's go.
It's easy. But I said, rinse and repeat from last week, because they have a quarterback similar to Kirk Cousins that – he's not a scrambler. You bring that protection, you break that protection down. You got Rag now. He's a little beat up. He's questionable. He's going to play. We know at this time a lot of questionable players, but they're playing. So that interior line can be pushed. And if Kenny Clark does what he did last week, along with Zaire and everybody on that defense, do their job. That's it. Do their jobs offensively, defensively. And then we got a problem. And then if Nixon, you know, pull out another, you know, kickoff return and put us in good field position, that means every ball's. All your regions of football, special teams, offense, and defense doing their thing, it's going to be another big win for the Packers. But if not, them Lions, they get feisty. So you got to play the ball for four quarters. So there you go.
Man, let me take y'all back to January 1995. My first play, I outrushed Barry Sanders, dog. Outrushed him in a playoff game.
Nice.
With that being said, I had 1 carry for 1 yard and a touchdown. But them boys on defense held Barry Sanders to 13 carries minus 1 yard. So outrushed him by a whole 2 yards.
I take that.
We're going to need one of them performances coming up. All right, guys, we're going to take a break. We'll come back in the third quarter. We got a top 3. We got a big dummy. And we'll see what else we got from there.
Woof. Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $200 in bonus bets when they bet $5. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $200 in bonus bets and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Virginia. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back to the Green and Gold G-Lounge. I'm your host today, Dorsey Levins, with my boy, A.G. Amon Green, and the grave digger, Mr. Gilbert Brown. Gilbert's watching. Gilbert's our CNN breaking news guy. I see your eyes.
Breaking news, baby. Breaking news.
So we're gonna do a little top 10 here coming up, man.
Top three. Y'all don't want to go to the top five. That's too long. Let's do top three.
Yeah, we're gonna do top three. We're gonna do Chili. This is kind of your segment. We do.
Let me set it up for you.
And we do Big Dummy. They're gonna set it up for us.
Yeah. Okay. Last week we was riding a highway in Denver. Let's just say Denver, you know, because I don't like Broncos anyway. So we got out of that state and we're driving down the highway, and it's a mountain. Okay.
Okay.
So on this mountain, only Titans can go on that mountain.
Okay.
So I want to know your top three boxers of all time, of any era. Mm. And I know we're going to have at least one on everybody's mouth.
I bet we're going to have two on everybody's mouth. Who going to start?
Dorsey, let's go.
Here we go.
Let's go. Yeah, you know that. Don't let the people pass your mountain and go to somebody else. Come on now.
So top three. My third one is Le'Veon Bell for knocking Adrian Peterson the fuck out.
Oh, man.
AG, don't get nothing started. I mean, don't get nothing started, man, because I don't want to have to be walking you around in Atlanta.
Hey.
I'm going to leave my homeboy alone. Leave him alone.
Hey, man. Hey, listen. Man. Quick story. When I retired, I took up some boxing, right? So I'm wearing them pads out. In that bag, I'm wearing it out. Uh-huh. My trainer said, you should spar one day. I was like, yeah, let's spar. Dude was about 6'3", about 170 pounds. I'm like, I'm about to break his little ass in half. Long story short, we got back to the corner after that first round. He said, hey, man, what about the defense? He hit you in the face about 40 times. I said, hey, man, I can't see the fucking punch coming. I see it coming back, but I can't see it coming forward, and that's the problem, sir. That was my first and last sparring day. All right. Number two on my list is Mr. Muhammad Ali.
Of course.
Float like a butterfly, sting like a bee.
Of course.
Number one is probably going to be number one on I'm assuming y'all's list, too, because we all grew up in the same generation. Mm-hmm. That boy, Mike Tyson, boy. Mike was a monster, and there was never, I shouldn't say, when Mike had a fight, there was a party somewhere.
Oh yeah.
And it was gonna be a real, real good party. It was gonna be over in about 3 minutes.
Yeah, real short party too.
But it was gonna be a party.
I like that little mountain you got there. What you got, AG?
Yeah, so I was thinking, like you said, I was like, at first I was thinking a whole bunch of boxers when I grew up, but I'm like, wait a minute, it's some good boxers like in the present time, in the last 10-15 years. So I'm gonna go a couple errors here. So I'm gonna start with my three, and he's Pretty Boy Floyd. So Floyd Mayweather Jr., he got them
money team
right there. So he got them quick hands. He probably Michigan, that's probably them, like them hands were hitting you, Dorsey. Them hands were going fast with the combination.
Back out of there, baby.
Yep. And then number two, he was the first boxer who I seen a fight for. And like Dorsey said, it wasn't very long. I went to my neighbor's house. We're in our apartment complex in Los Angeles. I walked down and I got invited. I walk in, I see the fight, boom, boom, boom. They were like, all right, fight over. I walk back upstairs. I was like, God. I said, that was it? I was like, good gracious. And then I, you know, saw interviews later. I'm like, man, that's a big dude too. So Mike Tyson is number two. And just for old school, you know, my dad and my brothers talk about him all the time, Mr. Muhammad Ali. You know, Dorsey already said it, float like a butterfly, sting like a bee. Mm-hmm. You know, just one of them guys, not only, you know, what he did in the boxing ring, but what he did for society, you know, back then, him, Jim Brown, Lew Alcindor, those guys stepping up in the social world, you know, when all the activism was going on in the 60s during their time, you know, as athletes, they were speaking then. And now we're kind of getting back to that as athletes are stepping up and using their voice in different ways from all sports and all, you know, all around the world. So he was the guy that kind of lit the torch and led us for a long time in that aspect as well. So those are my top three right there.
Nice. Both y'all boys, y'all did all right, man. Y'all did all right.
Don't y'all got a lot of boxers from they come out of Detroit that's supposed to be out pretty of
Detroit?
Bad?
They call it crunk boxing, sir. Crunk boxing. Emmanuel Stewart.
Okay.
Crunk boxing. Go ahead.
What I would like to know is, of the guys who are not on your list, name some of the boxers who came out of Detroit.
Gerald McCullen.
Okay.
Thomas Hitman Hearns.
The Hitman. Woo! Remember them fights with him and Durant?
When he had the Jerry curl, though.
Yeah, that
punches sliding off the curl.
My God. And take into consideration now, Emmanuel Stewart's protege is the one that's got Tyson Fury on fire right now.
Oh.
What's his name?
They call him Sugar. I ain't got his first name, last name. He's from Emmanuel Stewart's claw. Just cut from his claw.
You know what I'm saying?
They call him Sugar. No, he's a trainer.
Oh, okay.
He's the trainer that's training Tyson Fury right now.
Ooh. Oh, okay.
Can't you tell the way Tyson Fury throw that jab? That's a Emmanuel Stewart staple. Every box he had that jab.
Okay.
Lightning shock jab. But let me get to my mountain, dog. It's too many people on this mountain that ain't got a room. You know what I'm saying? I need more room. Damn it. I need more room.
Okay.
The sweet science of boxing, Lennox Lewis, should be on everybody's mountain. But to me, he was one of the best heavyweights of all time. And Emmanuel Stewart coached him.
Oh, there we go. That's why. Okay.
You see what I'm saying? And that jab was deadly. Name anybody. He beat all the suckers. Beat them all. But on my list, on my mountain, I can't say 1, 2, 3. So I'm gonna just say name. My favorite boxer of all time, I would never bet against it. From Atlanta, Georgia, Evander, real deal. Holyfield. He got to be on my list, baby. Then of course, everybody's number one, Muhammad Ali. Got to have it. Mm-hmm. Got to have it. Now I'm torn between my third guy. Cause I say I need more room, man. I just said it.
See, you started off the damn segment going, "No, we ain't got time for no damn five. We only gonna do three."
That's what you told us.
You got seven.
That's what you told us.
See, y'all.
Let me finish my stuff so we can move on.
Come on, boys.
The third thing is messed up for me because I need more room. But it will be between Mike Tyson. Iron Mike Tyson before Buster Douglas, Mike Tyson.
Okay.
Slash Thomas.
The Hitman.
Motor City Cobra. When he had the Jerry curls.
Ooh.
Hearns. Not when he cut it off. But when he had that Jerry curl, he gonna hit you with that. Ooh.
And he was like a rail, wasn't he? He was lean. He was real lean.
He was lean, dog.
Yeah, he was lean.
He was a pretty boy. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all, pretty boy. And I can't believe I got a pretty boy on my list. But Thomas the Hitman Hearn had classic battles with Sugar Ray Leonard.
Yep.
Roberto Duran. Oh, my God.
I think him and Roberto Duran did a trilogy, right? They had three fights?
I think
they had at least two.
The best. First round fight was between Thomas Hearns and Marvin Hagler.
Oh, I forgot about Marvin.
I remember. I've seen highlights of that, man. That's looked like a fight in the high school.
Yes, 3 o'clock, homeboy. I'm going to
see you outside, partner. Dog. It's going to happen. Yep.
Some hands was being thrown.
Oh, dog.
Yeah. Dog. With that being said, too, guys, I got some guys on my honorable mention. I got Sugar Ray Leonard.
I got
Roy Jones Jr.
Met him, great guy.
Sugar Shane Mosley's on my honorable mention. How about y'all? Y'all guys got anybody on? Anybody you want just that you admired as a boxer, but wasn't in your top three?
Roy Jones was in there. I liked him, met him, and cool dude. But before Floyd got on the scene, Roy had those hands. Like, it was all about them hands. How quick, boom, 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 boom. You get 2-3 jabs in before the other boxer knew you hit him. It's like, ooh, that's a problem. So that's my one.
Yeah, mine was Lennox Lewis for sure. Lennox Lewis. Marvin Hagler, you know what I'm saying? He was pretty awesome. I know he ain't real, but I throw Rocky in there, Mr. T.
Hey,
Mr. T, what's your prediction for this fight?
We're going fictional boxers. I want Clubber Lane up in the piece. Give me Clubber Lane.
I just said, Mr. T.
Give me Clubber Lane, bruh. Ugh. He coming there, dude.
What's your prediction?
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $200 in bonus bets when they bet $5. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $200 in bonus bets and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Virginia. Terms and conditions apply.
What's your prediction on this fight, man? What'd he say? Pain,
yeah. With a mohawk. I love him. Oh, man. Hey, if they do the remake, I want to be his son. Let me be Clubber Lane's son in the remake of that a movie with Mr. T.
I mean, you got to cut your hair.
I know. No, I have a big old, this is all make a big, mm-hmm. big old mohawk.
Nah, I couldn't do it.
All right, guys. Let's keep this thing light. Right here, we're going to end the third quarter with the Fred G. Sanford, and the G stands for the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown, has a You Big Dummy award every week. Who you got this week, Chili? Who just got on your damn nerves this week?
I think he got on everybody's nerves. Let's talk about why this dummy got the big You Dummy award. Skip Bayless.
What Skip do? What did he do this time?
Skip do? Oh my God. It's about, if you don't know what you're talking about, don't say nothing. Don't add to. Don't say. Don't do nothing if you don't know what's really going on. You see what I'm saying? Because you're going to start something that you ain't going to be able to get out of. Because I think once he ran his mouth, Shannon Sharpe did not show up.
He missed work on Monday. But they got into it last week because Skip started taking some personal jabs at Shannon when Shannon was talking about Tom Brady. I forget who they were talking about, but it got real personal. I saw it on Instagram, and Shannon was not happy at all. Like I was like, boy. Shannon looked like he want to choke the shit out of Skip sometime.
I can't tell on that show if they are on the same page or not. I think they always ready to fight. I watch them every now and then.
Yeah. It seems like the type of relationship to me that even when they get off air, I ain't talking to him.
Yeah, I'm about to.
I don't even like working with him.
Yeah.
You big dummy. He got it. He earned it this time. He earned it. There's a lot of people that, you know, you earned this one, homeboy.
Yeah, he basically was making dumb comments after Damar Hamlin got hurt, correct?
Is that what did he say exactly?
This game is too important.
For it to stop?
Yeah, basically. Because the playoff scenario, Buffalo and Bengals, that's what I was like, come on, man. It's always one. It's always one idiot in the room.
But see, here it is. You can see it even in the writing. That's why he a dummy. You can see it in his writing where he said, "Ooh, I just fucked up." What's that mean? This is the moment when he knew he fucked up.
This is the moment.
Yeah. Sorry, mama.
Yeah.
This is the moment.
So Skip decided or figured that it was in the NFL's best interest that even though this guy flatlined, his heart stopped on the field during the game. Skip just wanted to just scoop him up, get him out of here, and let's get this thing going.
He worried about playoff bracketing. That's what he worried about.
He probably worried about his fantasy team. Last week was the last fantasy week.
Yeah.
So maybe I know. I got to the championship. And I'm kind of glad the game got canceled. I shouldn't say I'm glad, because I don't want to see that happen to anybody. But the fantasy leagues, they don't know what to do. So I think the two championship teams are going to split the money down the pipe. Yeah. Anyway, all right, fellas, I think that's it for this segment. I think we're going
to end it. I think we need to come back with the fan appreciation.
Yeah.
I mean, fan question.
All right, we'll come back with the fan questions. And then it's the moment. It's the moment of truth.
I got to move. I'm telling you this. I ain't picking no more. I have got to move up. I ain't picking no more.
Nope.
I whooped y'all.
Sounds like a loser. We're going to be right back in the fourth quarter, you big dummy.
Until we come back.
All right, cool. All right, here we can knock this bitch out. All right, 3, 2, 1. Welcome back, y'all. Fourth quarter of the Green and Gold G Lounge. I'm your host, Dorsey Levins, with my boy. That's 75 Cent little brother, Gilbert Brown, over there.
Said 75 Cent.
And my boy, AD.
That mean I call Smoke.
All right, so
what's up?
We got
the fans question here, Doris.
Rachel in Sheboygan asked,
who?
This upcoming game, Rachel. You know, remember Rachel from Sheboygan from the block? Never mind.
Yeah, I remember.
From the block, you know. From the block.
Jenny.
This upcoming game is the most important game versus the Lions I can remember. Do any other Lions matchups stick out? Go, Pack, go. Mm. Well, the one game I talked about when I outdid Barry Sanders is the only one I can remember. That one's etched in my head. Chili, you remember any Lions? Because you were a Detroit guy, so I know you probably focused on those games more than me and AG did.
Right.
A game that was more important than this Lions. Against the Lions, no. That was never a game that was more important. No,
I'm with you, Chili. I'm thinking about it.
The only thing you can think about with Lion games is individual things that happen to you, because we used to beat the brakes off them Lions. I'm sorry.
It's facts, though.
I'm just saying. The only thing I could think about that just made me dislike the Lions so much was when we played them in the. I don't think you had a chance to, AG.
I did. When I played once. In Pontiac.
Pontiac Silverdome?
Yep, I played one time. My first year here, I played in that. That was scary.
Concrete.
Yes, about that much turf.
They went to Menards and got that turf rug with the seams that ain't connecting together.
Nope.
And we had to play on that. I tore my knee up in 94 on that. I tore everything, ACL, MCL, everything, because a big, fat, stupid lineman from Detroit named Lutz, I think his name was, peeled back and caught me on the side. So I'm still looking for that. I'm still looking for you, Lutz. Where you at, sucker?
Go ahead, AG.
Hey, no, I'm on the same boat with Chili. I'm on that boat. It's like, nah, like all the games were just, I say, other than going.
It was a mismatch.
Yeah, other than, I was excited. I'll say this, I was excited to become a Packer once I really thought of it. I'm like, oh man, I get to play on Thanksgiving because we're gonna play them Lions. Mm-hmm. You know? So I think we lost a couple, but I think we won more than we lost on Thanksgiving. But that was the only thing I was excited. I'm like, oh man, I get to play on Turkey Day, you know?
I grew up watching that game. I'm sorry to cut anybody off, but remember, we had a home win streak against the Detroit Lions. I think it was 22 games or whatever. We never lost to the Lions in Green Bay, period.
Yep. I remember being part of that team.
I think I was through the whole thing. We would never lose to them suckers.
Yeah.
Meow.
I was a little tear came out of my eye when Barry Sanders retired. I said, dang, I'm going to get to meet him. Because I was a Seahawk in 99 and he shut it down. I'm like, I didn't know I was getting traded, but I was like, at least I thought I was going to meet him. You know, at least say, you know, after a game, hey, man, go, you know, I respect you. You know, but I met him later, you know, at a Super Bowl later on, you know, after that. But no, that was about it. It was no games that were like serious games that, man, we got to beat these boys or this, you know, we're going to win
this
division.
Matters.
Yeah, it was none of those games, but now these boys got one. So they better, like I said, if I'm a running back coach,
they're
going to
piss
right
down
their
leg.
All I'm doing, I'm putting the game film from the last game. And I'm letting it roll. I'm not even. I say I'm gonna go get me some coffee and eat lunch. Y'all just watch this film. Just tell me how y'all feel when we get on. You know, get on the practice field this week. That's all. Every
great
day,
motivation, son.
I'm gonna just hit play. I'm gonna just
great
hit play
motivation,
every day,
son.
So that's it.
Great motivation.
Basically, what y'all saying that the Detroit Lions been irrelevant for so long? Ain't been no important games between.
Facts.
Okay.
Facts.
This
all facts.
Right. So. This is the moment Mr. Gilbert Brown has feared.
I'm ready for that handoff, Dorsey. I'm ready
to talk about this. Yeah, we're going to talk about these the standings. So I am one game ahead of Amon heading into the final week. Oh, no, we're going to do the playoffs too, right? We'll do the playoffs. Gilbert has fallen. Gilbert, you was one game behind AG last week.
Nice. We were tied. Oh, no, we were tied.
You lost four damn games, man. You four games. Damn.
Hey. So
I was trying to make ground.
He was trying to
pick with you.
Keyword. Try.
We gave you the damn Packers game.
This is the last week of the picks before playoffs, right?
Yep.
This is the I guarantee you. I don't know how the screen it flipped over to AG, but I need to flip it back to Dorsey. Say something, there it is. I guarantee your softy butt. I will be number one after this week. I guarantee it.
How much am I put on it?
I'm going to have to walk around with you in Atlanta and save your butt for them boys looking for you because you just said, old boy knocked old boy out. So I got to be with you.
Old boy. Who's old boy?
I ain't going to say names. Old boy done said. So I got to walk with my homeboy to the corner store.
All right. Yeah. Well, with that being said, AG, I'm going to let you go through your pick-ems so I can make sure I win next week.
All right.
I've been picking first for 10 weeks.
I don't open my mouth now. I guarantee this victory.
Ooh, well, like Dorsey said.
We're not even gonna pick five games that are different picks. There's no way you're gonna catch up.
Who started out on number one? Me.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $200 in bonus bets when they bet $5. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $200 in bonus bets and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Virginia. Terms and conditions apply.
Who's going to end up number one?
Not you.
That was 16 weeks ago. 4 months exactly. Long time ago.
Come on, sucker. Call the games.
What we got?
Yeah, last week games, me and Dorsey, similar records. We went 12 and 3.
Man, just call the games, sucker.
12
How about that?
And 3.
12 and 3. We 12.
You went 8
Y'all going high-five
and
each
7.
Other on the
8-7. Let's just stay in the facts. It ain't that. I'm just stating facts. Now, if it was the other way around, I would speak it. I would say it. All right, here we go. Who's your pick? First game.
Thank you.
We have no more Thursday night games. It's Saturday and Sunday. No Monday night games either. Everything's on 2 days. All right, first game of the week. We got those Chiefs, AFC West matchup against them Raiders going to Las Vegas, and the Chiefs are 9.5-point favorites. Dorsey.
Chiefs.
Who's your pick here?
Chiefs. What Chili said.
Chiefs. All right, all around there.
Hold up. Man. The Chiefs still playing for the playoffs, right? They ain't going to sit nobody, right? Everybody going to play?
That's true.
I would think they would because, you know, they got the game that's missing that Skip Bayless messed up on, talking about it should be played.
Right.
It's irrelevant, right? That win-loss number.
Right.
So I'm pretty sure they're going to play. Because I think somebody got to get number one and number two.
Right. Yeah. And the Bills, they're only one game out. But
they'll figure it out.
What they going to do about the last game.
Yeah. Somebody got to get number one, number two.
Yeah, they'll figure it out. They got to figure it out. All right, next game on the list.
I'm sorry.
It's Saturday night. We got the Titans, AFC South matchup. Titans going down to Jacksonville. Duval.
That's Titans.
So you got Jacksonville are 6-point favorites, though.
Titans.
Chili. So, Dorsey, who's your pick here?
Chili, you're going to stop screaming. You know you're supposed to go last because you in last place. Stop screaming out your damn pick before the people who know what they're doing scream out their pick.
Dude.
I'm going with the Jags. I'm going with Dougie Fresh down there. Jacksonville playing well.
Yeah, he got Trevor Lawrence balling.
But Chile, you do have to pick other teams than I do in order to have a chance to come back. But what's going to happen is your ass going to fall about five more games behind.
Nine. All my picks is golden this week. Titans.
So you the Titans, okay.
Titans,
okay.
Watch.
Okay, we said that last week. All right, now we're back in the AFC North. We got those Vikings and the Teddy Bears playing. Minnesota.
That's how y'all be getting over on me right here. This
Minnesota is 7.5-point favorites. Dorsey Dick.
Yeah, and Justin. Justin Fields is not playing for Chicago. Yeah, Chili. Not. Just hey, man. If you're trying to win, you can't pick. Man, you can't pick Chicago. That's if you're gonna get the view big dumb for next week for picking Chicago this week.
You're right.
I got the Vikings.
Yep.
You're right, man.
All right. Me too. I'm with you there, Dorsey and Mr. Chili, Mr. Brown.
The Bears.
Ooh, he didn't want to say
refuse
that.
I refuse.
Oh, he's
sorry, something.
Oh man. Oh yeah. I forget these last two games are all in divisional matchups and rivalries here.
Oh really?
The NFL wants to do that. So here we go. We got Cardinals and 49ers up in Levi Stadium. Wow. So we got the 49ers are 14.5-point favorites. Over under is 40.5. Dorsey, who's your pick here?
Yeah, that's 49ers. That's a no-brainer.
All right. Myself as well. Mr. Brown, you got your phone.
I ain't crazy,
man.
I ain't crazy. I know.
So hey, I just got a text message. Did y'all get a text message from Santana? It said, my nephew Alonzo that scouts for Buffalo just texted me that Damar Hamlin woke up.
Okay. Nah.
So, breaking news. Damar Hamlin has woken up. Hopefully he continues to get better.
Wait. We gotta make sure now. We can't be, cause CNN ain't confirmed that yet. Let me see.
We got it from a scout.
Santana.
We got it from your boy Santana Dawson.
Santana, my homeboy.
Your homeboy. You don't trust your homeboy?
I know.
Yeah,
that's your dog.
I love
and you on the recording, you know that, right? This is gonna play back. You know that, right?
He know I'm gonna keep it real.
Y'all be arguing over donuts and everything in the car. I heard about y'all arguments over food, big man arguments.
AG, them two like Thelma and Louise arguing all the time. You think they old married couple or something?
Right.
Arguing for no damn reason.
Now he got my phone, everybody blowing up. Free everybody. Okay, dog. Okay. I mean, you know what? I hope it is true.
Yeah.
I hope it is.
All right. Next game.
I ain't waiting on CNN.
All right. We're back in there. Still in the AFC West here. We got the Rams going up to C-Town or the Emerald City to play them Seahawks. The Seahawks are 6.5-point favorites, Dorsey. Who's your pick here?
Yeah, Seattle. Rams getting ready for next year.
Yeah, they're going to have like the top three pick. Something like that. Mr. Brown, I got my pick in. I'm with the Seahawks as well. Mr. Brown, who's your pick?
Where are they playing?
They're playing in Seattle.
12th man.
Rams out. Yeah. They still got Baker, but they don't have Cooper Kupp. Defense is a little beat up. They can't stop nobody. Seahawks. So. Yeah, there you go.
I was just about to stumble, but you brought me back up.
Baby. Yeah, just had to remind you.
You brought me back
what
up.
What you doing? Don't do nothing.
I appreciate
stupid.
That. That's don't a teammate for you. Exactly. Dorsey just let me fall on my face. He's just going to let me fall on my face. Yeah, go ahead, fool. Pick
him. All right, next game on the list, 3:00, 3:25 kickoff here. We got them boys. No. Going out to Virginia to play those Commanders. Dallas. Yep. It was 2 weeks. Yeah, they just played like 2 weeks ago or something.
Yeah.
Yep. So Dallas has a favorite. It's a 7-point favorite, Dorsey. Who's your pick here?
I'm gonna go with Dallas. Dallas still got a playoff spot to play for. I'm gonna go with Dallas.
Yeah, Commanders are sitting at 7-8-1, 3-5 in the division. Or 3-5
They said coach need to win or he out. That's what I heard.
Well, McCarthy or Rivera?
Rivera.
Really? What?
That's what I heard, man.
Hmm.
Daniel Snyder on the tear, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, we already know where he need to go.
So. He about to sell a team anyway, so maybe.
He need to go. Yeah, he just need to get about the league, period. My pick also is them boys and Mr. Brown. Who's your pick?
Oh, my God. I'm going to go with Dallas. I ain't crazy.
Okay. All right, now we're to our game. I think we kind of know where we're going here. We got them Lions coming to Lambeau Field.
I don't even know how y'all got a pick ahead of me when you lost that pick right there. I want to know.
Hey.
And the math just ain't adding up to me.
I did it two times
against me.
I did it two times. Just that's why. I did it
because I times. Talked so much stuff when we started out.
Oh, but the Packers are 4.5-point favorites in this game. They have the same record. I believe they're both sitting at 8-8. Yep, 8-8. Both of them. The over-under is 49. Even.
Remember when 8-8 used to be bad.
I know. 8-8, you just like – you're not even going to the playoffs.
Suck. 8-8, you're not done. Going.
You're not going to the playoffs. So we got 30 degrees at kickoff, guys. So Dorsey, who's your pick here? Lions, Packers. I shouldn't have to even ask.
Oh, you gotta ask him.
The reason you gotta ask me is because I every time I pick the Packers, they lose. So I'm not saying I'm super.
Please pick Detroit. Since you want to keep it like that, you just told me about you gotta keep it real, man. Pick Detroit so we can move on.
No, damn that.
But I'm going with the
Packers. I'm going with the Packers. Damn that superstition.
Damn, he just messed the whole playoffs. The Dorsey Levens just messed the whole playoffs up, y'all.
All right, Mr. Brown, who's your pick?
Of course, the Green Bay Packers.
All right.
Packers.
Right there, along with you. Tell you, man, it's that neighborhood fight, man. You know, when you get them, your boys at the other high school that know you, they grew up mm-hmm. with little Pookie and Day Day and all them. Mm-hmm. They talking trash, calling mm-hmm. you a traitor. I'm like, I'm watching.
We had a Dairy Queen at the corner right there of our school, right on the corner, on school grounds. We would be sitting there buying stuff in Mumford. Remember that school, Mumford? That
I Eddie heard Murphy of Mumford.
Well, on the shirt. Yeah. We'll ride past and say, yo, what's up?
Them fighting words. Yeah, it's very it's about to go down.
Is your mama too?
Oh. It's about to get real in these streets.
We about to see who on Wyoming. We about to see.
Yep, it gets real. All right, next game on the list here. We got the AFC East matchup. We got them Patriots versus Buffalo in Buffalo.
Mm.
Orchard Park. Buffalo is 7-point favorites here.
They got to win this game.
Yep. And so
they got to get first or second.
Right. Who's your pick here, Doris?
I'm gonna go with Buffalo, man. I think them boys gonna pull together through all this, and hopefully the information we got is correct. And I think if it is, they're gonna be uplifted and ready to go.
Yeah, because they was even doubting about playing the game.
100%.
Yep.
I'm with you there. So, Mr. Brown, I'm assuming
I'm going with Buffalo, man.
And Bills as well. Me too. Man, we're all
crazy.
All on board. Mm-hmm. All right. Next game on the list, we got the AFC North matchup. Ravens going to Cincinnati to play them Bengals, Dorsey. And the line is 7-point favorites to Cincy. Who's your pick here?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Cincy. I don't know. Lamar Jackson might even come back this season, they're saying.
Yeah, the shoulder, right? A shoulder injury or something?
Yeah, PCL.
Oh, a knee. Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha here. All right. Who you just pick here, Mr. Brown?
Who'd you say?
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $200 in bonus bets when they bet $5. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $200 in bonus bets and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Virginia. Terms and conditions apply.
Bengals, Ravens, and Ravens are going to Cincinnati.
Oh, yeah, Bengals, man, for sure.
Yeah, man, Lamar is questionable, actually doubtful, so.
He better stay out this game.
Yeah. All right, next game on the list, AFC South matchup. Texans going up to Indianapolis to play them Colts. The Texans going to play them Colts.
Oh, my God.
Indianapolis.
Why are they playing this game?
And the
that's two of the.
I don't even know who the favorite. The favorite is Indy. Is the favorite.
The drunk in the stands is the favorite.
So 2.5-point favorites here is the Colts. Dorsey, who's your pick?
I got whoever Chili don't got.
Oh, I got the opposite. See, yeah, you're right. Because I don't know who to pick either.
Me, yeah, I don't know. I got whoever.
Oh, I want to pick the kid in the third row.
We looking at two. So the Texans are 2-13-1.
2-13-1.
The Colts are 4-11.
You know what? You just made my pick right there. I'm going with Lovey.
You're going with Lovey? Okay.
I told you, it just popped in my head. I ain't never picking Jeff Saturday and them ever again for losing to the Vikings. I'm going with Lovey.
All right, Dorsey, who's your pick?
I'm going with the Colts then.
Oh, okay.
I knew he was going to. Oh
man, this is too
I'm pulling away from you, Chili. Actually, we don't know who the hell gonna win this.
They just said on CNN signs of improvement.
Okay, yep, they made that report yesterday too. I'm gonna go with the Texans too. Go with Lovey. I like to support him.
Yeah.
All right. Next game on the list, AFC East again. Jets are going down to Miami, the bottom as they call it, to face them Dolphins. And this one is a coin toss, and because they have the Jets as 1-point favorites, so. Flick a coin, guys. Dorsey, who's your pick here?
I'm going to take the Dolphins at home. 73 degrees is going to be kind of warm for them boys. Them boys in New York, they blood don't got, they don't thinned out down there with that cold weather.
Yeah, it warmed up all of a sudden. It cooled down when Green Bay went down there to help them out, you know. Yeah, all right, Mr. All right, Mr. Brown, who's your pick here?
Tua playing?
We got, yeah, good question. Good question. Let me check.
Tua, I don't think he's playing. I know he's questionable, but that, and this is second time in concussion protocol. He may have to a little bit longer.
I think it's third time.
Third, okay, yeah. So he probably ain't gonna
third
play.
Time.
I'm guessing he ain't gonna play, but I'm still
going Jets.
All right, Mr. Brown going to Jets here, and I don't know where to go with this one. I know Jets defense is nice, but you know what? Bridgewater had his second.
I thought
week
he got hurt too.
No, he's back up. He's back up. I'm gonna go Bridgewater.
He did get hurt.
Yeah, he hurt his finger or something.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, well, I'm going to go with them Fins still. I'm going to go with the Fins. Yeah, all right, next game.
Quarterbacks.
Yeah, next game. AFC South, or NFC South, excuse me. Panthers going to New Orleans to face those Saints. Who's your pick here, Dorsey? We got 3.5-point favorites towards the Saints.
I'm going with Carolina.
Ooh, they've been putting up some points now.
Yeah, I'm going with Carolina.
They are not afraid of the end zone. Mr. Brown, who's your pick?
I'm going with those Saints, man, because they surprised beat somebody. I forgot who it was.
I think they beat Carolina a few weeks ago because they just faced them.
Somebody good.
They're not. Man. Yeah, they're right over. Panthers are 6-10. Saints are 7-9. So they right
going
there.
Going with the Saints, man. Come on, man.
Yeah, I'm going to go Saints as well. That's my dad's hometown. So there we go. All right, now next game on the list, AFC North. Got them Browns. Yo, Browns, Mr. Brown. Oof. Versus the Steelers. And where are we at here? The Pittsburgh Steelers are 2.5-point favorites. Dorsey,
are you kidding me?
Who's your pick?
Please pick the Steelers.
I'm going with the Browns.
Yeah, I didn't think you was crazy.
Oh, Mr. Brown, who you
I've
got
been
here?
Picking, I've
Mr.
been Brown? Picking them all year. I've the been Brown. Picking them all year.
Yes, you have. That is one truth.
I love one that truth. Run game. I love
yes,
it.
Indeed. All right, last couple games left here on the slide. We got them Chargers going to Mr. up into the mountains, as we were talking earlier about the mountains, Mr. Brown. They face them Broncos sitting at 4-12.
Oh,
but somehow Denver are 2.5-point favorites.
How in the hell?
And the Chargers are 10-6 with a chance to go to the playoffs. So I don't even know how Denver is favored.
I think
must be some injuries. This is some injuries.
No, because Denver played well last week. They only lost. They barely lost to Kansas City last week. So I guess that
true.
People in Vegas think they turned the corner, I guess, with one
it's
game.
It's the altitude.
It's the altitude. Is that what it is?
Yeah, that makes sense.
It's going to be 47 degrees in Denver, Colorado. So who's
so then pick them, Dorsey.
I'm going with the Chargers. Y'all can kiss my ass.
Mr. Brown?
I'm Chargers, man. You crazy?
Yeah. No, I ain't crazy. I just got to ask. All right, last game on the Schneid. Not the last game of the day on Sunday, but they have it here on the list. That's the Giants going against them Eagles. So, Dorsey, Philly is 14-point favorites, which some of my friends say that's a big spread, but it is what it is. It's Philly sitting at 13-3. Giants sitting at 9-6-1. Who's your pick here, Dorsey?
You know, that 14-point spread, it hurts my heart because we were 14-point favorites against Broncos in Super Bowl.
No.
Ooh. So every time I – never mind. That shit don't put me in a bad mood. I'm going with the Eagles. I got the Eagles.
All right.
Jalen Hurts is back.
Yes, he is. Mr. Brown?
Eagles.
All right.
Eagles.
Ooh, that's it right there, fellas. That is all the picks are done.
Kiss Dorsey. Your number one. Goodbye, Dorsey.
I hand it back to you. The wrap
thank you, sir. Day. Well, fellas, man, I enjoy talking to y'all. Let me know what you got going on this weekend. AG, what you got?
I don't know. Well, no, I got a couple things going. Because one thing, I was trying to go to Vegas for CES. You know, it's an electronic expo thing, but I don't know if I'm gonna make it. It was some things that I had planned, but you know, flights are getting crazy, so I'm like, ah. But I don't know if y'all coming up this weekend, but I'm gonna be over at Stadium View on Sunday if I don't go. To hang out, do some autographs before the game, and then come on home and watch the game, watch them Lions and the Packers on TV. So that's it.
Yep. Chili, what you up to, big fella? What's going on in Detroit this weekend?
I'm getting out of here. I told you I got my truck loaded with cat litter from Detroit. Cat litter from Detroit gonna dry the Green Bay, spread all that Detroit cat litter so they can piss down their leg and come back. That's what I'm gonna do. And hopefully, if AG you there, come holler at me at Stadium View.
Yep, I'll be there.
Bring a bucket of chicken with you, man.
A bucket.
You know, speaking of bucket of chicken.
I'll do that. That's my cheat day. There you go.
I was at the Shell station a couple of days ago getting some gas, and I saw some fried chicken in the damn gas station. I thought about Gilbert Ass.
Did you?
Who eats fried chicken from a gas station? Who does that?
Oh, dog. Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Crunches chicken? Or what's the other one with the little bird on it? Oh, my God.
Oh, they got some man. Good chicken in there. They do. You got to catch them at the right time of day, though.
Yeah, you got to go in there and say, hey, man, pay a little extra, have them cook the whole, drop it fresh, dog.
Yep. Hey, you about to put that in?
What worries me about the chicken is the way the hot dogs look. The hot dogs look like they've been twirling on that thing for about 3 years.
That's every
hot dogs.
Every gas station in America.
I told y'all, I'm going to tell y'all, I told y'all, Quick Trip got the best gas station chicken of all time.
They got a whole restaurant in some of the Quick Trips around Wisconsin. Yes.
Go in there, Dorsey. I know you don't eat grease. Them pretty some bitches don't eat grease. Go in there one time and get you a short thigh and a leg and tell me what you think. Ooh, and they got meat. The free rolls in the corner.
You get the dark meat.
Have they touch they fingertip.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. Well, this weekend, fellas, I will not be eating no fucking gas station chicken. That's what I'm not going to be doing. I got two classes at Effect Fitness, 9:15 Saturday, Sunday, 10 a.m. And my son got a flag football game on Saturday. So that's what
nice.
Yeah, man. Big fun.
So fellas, man, it's
God
always real.
Mm-hmm. Good luck.
I'll let y'all know how the boy does, because he's a shit talker. He gritties.
Every kid gritties.
He's going to get into a fight at some point because he just talks too much shit. But that's either here or there. Fellas, I enjoyed this week. Until next time, y'all, the green and gold G-Line.
Hey, we the best. We the best on this whole network. I'm going to go on and put it out there.
No question.
We the best.
Podcast.
Yes.
.com Network.
Go Pack Go. This is your co-host, Amon Green, along with Gilbert Brown and Dorsey Levins. Thank you for listening to the Green and Gold G-Lounge. We will see you next week for another Lambeau Leap on the NFLApodcast.com.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, where every nail-biting overtime win, breakaway, pick six, three-point shot, underdog win, buzzer beater, shootout, walk-off, and absolutely every play in between is amazing. From football to basketball and hockey to baseball, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Virginia.